From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Rebecca Roberts. Last week, we brought you news of a pig. A big pig. 1,051 pounds of pig, measuring 9'4" snout to tail. It was shot by an 11-year-old Alabama boy, and at the time, we said it might be a contender for some kind of wild hog record. Well, we were wrong. Oh, we were accurate enough about the size. It was one big pig. It's the wild boar part that wasn't right. It turns out the pig, known as Fred, was raised on a farm in Fruithurst, Alabama, by Phil and Rhonda Blissett. And Fred was sold to the hunting preserve just 4 days before he was killed. Rhonda says she and her husband had heard about a big pig being shot, but she never suspected it was Fred.
When I found out this hog had been sold for this purpose was when the game warden showed up. And I was very upset. I cried for 2 days after seeing. And don't get me wrong, I didn't cry because of it being the way the media is saying my family pet. That is not why I cried. It was the fact that seeing the actual photos of what had happened to him, because we raise livestock and we sell livestock for slaughter purposes. That's just what we do because we are a farm. You know, we're really getting a lot of negativity off of it. We're also getting a lot of positive comments off of it because from, you know, people that understand what we did. Now, my husband knew the guy had said that he was buying him for breeding purposes. The next thing we know, he's on the internet.
So after the game warden confirmed it was your hog, why did you come forward? Why did you go public?
Because I picked up the Anniston Star the next morning. It was talking about having a world record of being a wild boar. And I told Phil, I said, we can't sit back and let everybody in the country, that's taking the glory away from the guy that really holds the record of having the biggest wild boar. It's not the truth.
And so it wasn't the size you were contesting, it was the word wild.
Exactly, the word wild because he was a domestic hog. Fred had not been fed in 4 days, I assume, because he was put out into the wild. So after 4 days of not being fed, when you're used to having two daily meals, you know, the pig probably was aggressive. And if someone's out there hunting that pig, like this boy was, and he came up, he clanked his tusk, and he did that all the time. He would clank his tusk and bark at you like a dog.
Do you think it would have played differently in the media if he had been shot once and killed instantly? Do you think the sort of 3 hours and repeated shootings is what turns on people's stomachs?
Well, I think so. I think the fact that they didn't put the boy in there with a bigger gun, why he was hunting with a pistol, I don't know. But I really think that is exactly what has caused all the media attention, was the way that he was killed.
And given all the attention you've gotten since then, do you regret coming forward?
Yes. I wished we had never had said anything. They've portrayed him as being some loving, gentle, giant pet. All this Hogzilla stuff and all this promoting something that was not real, it's just beyond me. I mean, he was an enormous hog, and I don't know. I wished we had really just a setback and just been quiet, but it would have been deceitful on our part also.
Well, Rhonda Blissett, thanks so much for joining us.
And thank you very much.
Rhonda Blissett from Fruithurst, Alabama, the original owner of Fred the Pig.